Okay, we are back. We have a retailer on the line with us, Don Roberts. He's the president and CEO of Central Alabama Flooring. And Don, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. And tell us a bit, if you would, about your organization. And the reason I'm asking you to do this is you have a multi-store operation, lots of things going on, and that would seem to me to be a preposterous juggling act. And how one can manage a multi-store operation would seem to me a very difficult, you know, a difficult operation. Talk about how you do that.
Well, we've got three full-service retail stores that are Carpet One stores. Two of them are in Birmingham. The other one's in Tuscaloosa, about 45, 50 minutes away. And I've got an outlet store that's attached to my warehouse, which is a Big Bob's flooring outlet. And you know, there's no secret to this, David. I mean, and anybody that has multiple stores are going to probably tell you the same thing. It's all about the people that you employ and the people that you have working with you. You've got to have people you trust. You got to have people that, you know, understand, you know, where you're headed and what you're doing. And I'll tell you a couple of the other things is, you know, besides people, by the way, people is like my top three, people. But you also have to have software and systems in place that give you the ability to operate lean. The days of having, you know, a back office where, you know, you got 10 people shuffling paper and you're keeping track of everything on paper spreadsheets and stuff like that, it just doesn't work. You can't afford that type of an overhead because you still got to have computers, and, you know, computers and systems have replaced the cost of several people, you know. So again, people, you gotta have them.
Now, you talked about, I think the first thing you said was people you can trust. Now, that seems like that takes a while to get. You hire somebody, it seems to me it would take a while before you realize you can really trust them. Talk about that whole trust factor.
No, absolutely. Trust is earned, right? It's, you know, first of all, you expect it right from the get-go, but over years it's learned and earned. And, you know, I would tell you, my managers that I currently have with me, the shortest anybody has been with me is 5 years. And it does take some time. I've gone through some people over the years that, you know, they talked a good game, you know, they said a lot of things, but at the end of the day, they weren't who they portrayed. In fact, we all have those type of interviews where we get this really great person that comes in for an interview and tells you all the wonderful things they want to hear, and then they show up for work and you wonder what happened to the person you interviewed.
Yes.
Right? But it takes time, but it also takes, you have to give them the room to do the things that obviously will help that process and help build the trust with you.
At the end of an interview, do you have a pretty good feeling about, hey, I can trust this guy, or at least he would have a high mark in trustability, if that's such a word?
Couple things, okay. So when we're hiring for positions through our company, Carpet One, we use a bunch of assessments that we give our people. And it really takes the gut feel out of it. I would tell you, years ago, my gut did a lot better than it does today. You know, with the internet, people become professional interviewers. And I'm telling you, it's amazing to me, the resumes that I get, they're professional, but half the stuff in them is made up. You know, they're pretty consistent. They make them look pretty good. And, you know, they become professional interviewers. It's very tough today when you hire somebody to know who you're going to get and show up at work. And that's probably our biggest hurdle, is that you have somebody show up and you waste a lot of time. I do believe in the hire fast and fire faster mentality.
Uh-huh.
There's no sense of wishing and hoping that somebody's going to change their character, right?
And the fact that you could make judgments years ago when they weren't professional interviewers, it was easier then than it is now, would you say?
What it was for me, I mean, I would tell you, I don't do the greatest job interviewing anymore. It just, my gut isn't what it was. And I think because people are more educated by the internet, They know what to tell you.
Let me ask you, you had mentioned staying lean and that systems, basically industry-specific software, is what helped do that. Talk about how important that is to you and your operations.
Okay, so there's two types of businesses, right? Proactive and reactive. Depending on the system that you're using, you can either be proactive or reactive. I would tell you, and again, using paper documents, using back-end software like QuickBooks, it is so much harder to be proactive in your business than it is to be, you know, reactive, because everything you're doing is typically after the fact. You get surprised. The system that I happen to use, and I've used for probably 20 years now, is RFMS, but I've used others. I used CDMS before that, and New York Carpet World, when I was with them, we made up our own system through an AS400, and the data is what I go by. You know, you can look at written sales today. I can see what my margins are doing today, and if they're not doing what I need them to do, I can react today and change them for tomorrow, as opposed to at the end of the month when I close out my P&L and all of a sudden I lost 3 points of margin and I look at myself and say, why? Right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that you have today is people costs. I mean, computers are almost a necessity, I mean, for everything that you do today. And computers have replaced the cost of people, but there's still a cost there. So if you still have 10 people in your back office shuffling paper and using computers, you've doubled up your expense as well.
I've got you. Don, let me ask you about the future. What do you see on the horizon? How about expansion?